Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and happy Monday. Welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you caught up on all the news you might have missed over the weekend. Today, Pennsylvania health insurers want to raise rates next year, but thousands of residents are already grappling with rising costs. And we'll learn about controlled burns in the latest News Voices. It's Monday, September 7th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start with health insurance today. Thousands of Pennsylvanians have dropped their health plans purchased on the state's Affordable Care Act, or ACA marketplace, Penny, after the expiration of federal subsidies more than doubled monthly costs. Now many of those same health insurers are proposing rate increases for 2027. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane reports.
Donna Gerhardt is retired and lives in East Stroudsburg. She purchases Ambetter Pennsylvania Health and Wellness through Penny. Gerhardt's monthly premium payment more than doubled this year because of the expiration of federal ACA subsidies.
For having spent my lifetime working towards being able to enjoy retirement, because I'm not enjoying retirement given this incredible expense.
And now, Ambetter is proposing an average rate increase of almost 41% for 2027. Health insurers for individuals proposed about a 17% rate hike, while those for small businesses proposed 11.5%. Michael Humphreys is the Pennsylvania Insurance Commissioner.
People are justifiably frustrated that it is taking on a larger piece of their paychecks as the cost of insurance really reflects the increased cost of health care, and that really bears out across the market.
Nearly 200,000 Pennsylvanians dropped their ACA plans since the federal subsidies expired this year, and Penny estimates monthly premium costs went up an average of 102%. Humphrey says the insurance department is negotiating with insurers to bring those proposed increases down.
We need the insurers to be paying those claims, but we don't want their premiums any higher than what's necessary.
He called on Congress to revisit renewing the ACA tax credits. I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA News.
Thanks, Lydia. Now, Humphreys expects rates to be finalized by the end of this month, but no later than the November 1st open enrollment start date. Find this full story at WVIA.org. We have a slightly different story for you now. After the death of legendary musician Dolly Parton, literacy advocates say Pennsylvania has a chance to honor her legacy. Tom Reese reports for WVIA.
Parton's Imagination Library mails out free books each month to children under the age of 5 with help from local partners. But early learning advocates say the state should expand the program. Timberly Pierce is the North American director for the Dollywood Foundation. She says nearly 700,000 Pennsylvania kids could benefit.
So right now, although we have 75,000 kids getting the books, we're barely scratching the surface. And it would be so great to be able to expand the program to all kids and families in Pennsylvania and honor Dolly's legacy.
A state House bill to do that passed in December, but has stalled in the Senate. The bill would create a matching program to increase the value of contributions. Supporters say $2.5 million would meet that need. Pittsburgh area groups working with Parton's organization have sent out more than 300,000 books to kids in the city alone. Reporting from Harrisburg, Tom Reese.
Thanks, Tom. The United Way of Lackawanna, Wayne, and Pike County runs the Dolly Parton Imagination Library for Lackawanna County. President and CEO Angela Bassani says interest has skyrocketed since Parton's death, and they now have a wait list of hundreds of children. Find more on this in the latest edition of Bookmarks at WVIA.org, or subscribe and listen to tomorrow's episode. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuy from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. Okay, it's time for News Voices. This week, WVIA's Kat Bolus joins me to talk about controlled burns. Here's more. Hello and welcome to News Voices, your weekly look behind the scenes at WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining us. We tend to think of fire as destructive and damaging, but on Moosic Mountain, sometimes it can be revitalizing. That's what WVIA's Kat Bolus learned on a recent trip to Eels Preserve in Lackawanna County, and she's here now to talk about it. Hi, Kat.
Hello, good morning.
Thanks for coming down the mountain.
Thank you.
To talk to us.
Yes.
So you learned all about something called prescribed burns on Moosic Mountain.
Yes.
Awesome. So can you tell us what that is and how Eels Preserve uses it?
Yes. Yeah, so prescribed fires, or controlled burns as they tend to call them, is a way to, like you said, revitalize an ecosystem. And there's certain plants that, like, I think blueberries is a good example. If you burn wild blueberries, the next year they come back like bigger and better than ever.
Wow.
And it just, it's a practice that dates back to the indigenous people who called, you know, the area home. That was like one of the questions I asked, was like, how did you find out that like plants like fire and that they come back, you know, better than ever the next year? And they said it was actually, you know, the indigenous people who discovered that. So now they use it across Pennsylvania to kind of control, to encourage plants to come back, and better than ever, but it also helps the animals who call these places homes. So for example, on Moosic Mountain, after a controlled burn, they say the birds come in and they just feast on barbecue bugs. So one of the nature preserve people said it's horrifying but also enlightening to watch all the birds eat kind of all the barbecued bugs afterwards. So it just helps the ecosystem on that mountain, especially Moosic Mountain it's barrens up there. It's a very rare ecosystem that really thrives from controlled burns.
So what's unique about a barren that makes it thrive because of this?
So it's the soil. It's like rocky, acidic soil. So that helps the plants kind of come back the next year.
Okay. So now, before 2009, this type of burning was actually illegal in Pennsylvania,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Why was that? And how have our views changed?
So the Nature Conservancy was actually a big proponent to getting controlled burns, part of our public lands practices. I'm not entirely sure why before 2009, they just had a ban on open burns. But Nature Conservancy ended up working with the Game Commission and kind of the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. And now Pennsylvania is kind of a leader in controlled and prescribed burns, which also do help prevent forest fires as well.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. So beyond the ecosystem of Moosic Mountain and the Eels Preserve, what are some of the potential benefits of more controlled burning?
So a place like Moosic Mountain, because of the makeup of the soil, it has they call it a lot of fuel. So there's a lot of like dry sticks and brush. So if you control that burn, you know, that helps prevent a wildfire. That helps that kind of dried brush from sparking kind of organically and then getting out of control.
Yeah.
So it kind of helps prevent, brush fires or even forest fires.
So basically, if a spontaneous wildfire were to happen, there's less for it to consume.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Kat. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. And for telling us all about it. We'll catch more of your reporting at WVIA.org.
Great.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for listening today. If you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and tune in every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy your Labor Day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.